It's Monday, October 7th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Milton is now a Category 1 hurricane after forming as a tropical storm in the western Gulf of Mexico on Saturday and continues strengthening as it approaches Florida's Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center said its hurricane hunters are finding Milton rapidly intensifying and that the storm is expected to become a major Category 4 or 5 hurricane on Monday in the central Gulf. It is forecasted to become a Category 3 hurricane before making landfall across the west coast of Florida on Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said Sunday that it's clear that Florida is going to be hit hard by Milton, quote, "I don't think there's any scenario where we don't have major impacts at this point," end quote. Milton was centered about 815 miles west-southwest of Tampa on Sunday afternoon. In other news, President Biden ordered the Department of Defense to move an additional 500 active-duty troops into western North Carolina to aid in the recovery efforts following Hurricane Helene, the White House announced Sunday. The additional troops bring the total number to nearly 1,500 after the president ordered nearly 1,000 soldiers to the area late last week. The White House said there are additionally more than 6,100 National Guard members and more than 7,000 federal personnel aiding in the effort. The Biden administration pointed to the $137 million in federal assistance that it is directed to help survivors jumpstart their recoveries and said there is more to come. In world news, a new round of airstrikes hit Beirut suburbs late Sunday as Israel intensified its bombardment of northern Gaza and southern Lebanon in a widening war with Iran-allied militant groups across the region. A year after Hamas's October 7th attack, Israel has opened a new front in Lebanon against Hezbollah, which has traded fire with Israel since the war in Gaza began. Israel's military confirmed a Hezbollah attack on the northern city of Haifa, though it was not immediately clear whether shrapnel from fallen projectiles was from rockets or interceptors. Hezbollah said it tried to hit a nearby naval base. Israel also has vowed to strike Iran after a ballistic missile attack on Israel last week. The widening conflict risks further drawing in the United States, which has provided crucial military and diplomatic support to Israel. Israel is on high alert ahead of memorial events for the October 7th attack, while rallies continue around the world marking the anniversary. Back in the U.S., the Supreme Court is taking the bench again today, ready to hear cases on ghost guns, a death sentence, and transgender rights. The docket doesn't have quite as many blockbuster cases on its docket as it did last term, when its rulings included an opinion granting broad immunity to former presidents. The justices also stayed relatively busy during their summer break. The orders they issued on emergency appeals included a refusal to restore President Biden's student loan plan and a partial approval of an Arizona law requiring proof of citizenship to vote. The new term also opens against the backdrop of a low public trust in the Supreme Court and a continued debate about whether their newly adopted code of ethics should have an enforcement mechanism. And, during the Los Angeles Lakers preseason game against the Phoenix Suns, LeBron and Bronny James became the first father-son duo to play together on an NBA team. The pair took the court together to start the second quarter, much to the delight of the crowd on hand at Acrisure Arena in Palm Desert, California. The Lakers would fall to the Suns 118-114. Lakers head coach J.J. Redick said he is thrilled to be part of a team with LeBron and Bronny. The Lakers will open up the NBA regular season on October 22nd against the Minnesota Timberwolves in Los Angeles. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.